Robin Hood Radio presents Agriculture from Tucana Farms. Here's Mark Scherzer.
As I age, more and more frequently I hear friends spout aphorisms like seize the day. They're undoubtedly expressing the sentiment out of a recognition that so many thousands of days have now gone by that we didn't seize, and perhaps a fear that the longer we wait, the less likely we are to have the strength or mental fortitude to seize any future days worth seizing that come our way. I must admit I've never been much of a day seizer, though acting out of the same tempest-fugit recognition as my aphorism-spouting friends, I've probably done better at it in recent years than when I was younger. What I'm learning through farming, to my surprise, is that seizing the day can both be necessary and a shockingly unspontaneous process, requiring a whole lot of logistical strategizing. Our latest venture in spontaneity came in accepting a date to bring 8 pigs and 5 sheep to market at Eklund's Processing, a USDA slaughterhouse about an hour and a half west of here in the Catskills, for this coming Monday. We were on their waiting list, and they called at 7 a.m. a couple of weeks ago, offering a slot that opened because of a cancellation. Though the date is in the middle of the busy Christmas season, and the day just before we take our Christmas geese to Hoosick Falls, an hour and a half in the other direction, for processing, Peter accepted with alacrity. Why the urgency? Our pigs, born last May, are at the perfect readiness to go to market. If you follow our posts, you may recall that the piglets born in the spring were the result of my regretting that we'd sent off all our pigs in the summer and fall of 2016. This was 2 years after I'd given Peter the ultimatum that either the pigs go or I go. Once Peter reached his decision and all but one pig was gone, I had become concerned that Vernon, our remaining aged but charming Ossabaw boar, who was too old to sell as a breeder and too rank to be pork chops, would be lonely all by himself. As I weakened in my anti-pig resolve, we found a companion for him, Possum, a part Yorkshire, part large black sow. Vernon and Possum hit it off immediately, and 4 months later their adorable rainbow coalition of black, white, brown, and spotted piglets arrived. The resulting genetic mix promises to be particularly tasty, representing a combination of 3 flavorful heritage breeds, Yorkshire, large black, and Ossabaw, and with a far better meat yield, as the Yorkshire and large black do not have the Ossabaw proclivity to bodies swathed in a thick layer of back fat. Accustomed to raising pure Ossabaws, a smaller breed of pig that had naturalized on an island off the coast of Georgia and therefore grew smaller over the generations, our mindset was that it would take close to a year for the piglets to get to market size. The effect of Possum's genetic makeup did not occur to us until the last couple of months, when we began to realize that this brood's market time would come sooner, much sooner. Just as with picking a vegetable, you want to bring the animal to market just flavor and yield. And only with these pigs, that moment arrived at the worst time, prime slaughterhouse time, the fall, when it's virtually impossible to get a slaughter date. We now, through dumb luck, this open slot because of a cancellation, have a very imminent date, Monday. It would seem that this is a victory for spontaneity, for seizing the day, but we approach it with great trepidation, bottom of a somewhat steep slope. To send them to market requires that our critter carrier backs down that slope to a trailer chute we've constructed, and that we lead them from a hut in a small compound we've created for the purpose onto the truck. In the right conditions, loading the pigs can work like a charm. But this is winter. That truck, once back down in place, may find itself unable to get back up the hill. We are praying, therefore, for a perfect combination of weather conditions, bare, dry, and hard frozen ground. This is one household not currently praying for a white Christmas. The light snows of the past few days have created a big challenge. But we're hoping, as we coax the pigs down into the lovely straw-filled hut in the loading bay, that there will be enough sun today to evaporate the patches of snow cover, followed by a relentless, dry, frozen state tomorrow, that makes the truck's descent and ascent Monday morning possible. I check the weather forecast every few hours to see what's going on, and I'm on the edge of my seat still. So while we still have it in our capacity to seize the day, it seems it requires more than just the impulse to act. There are logistics, and we're still faced with the thing that has always been, throughout history, the bugaboo of all those who have farmed: the weather.
Peter Davies and his partner Mark Scherzer are proprietors of Tricana Farms, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Peter also presides over Tricana Odyssey, in which he customizes cultural tours of turkey for small groups, which he calls an insider's view of turkey. And his third hat is Tricana Gallery of Old and Antique Kilims, which he operates in the Wall Street area of Manhattan. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. Their farm website? TurkanaFarms.com. Their email? farm@TurkanaFarms.com or 518-537-3815.